It was the long and bloody war between Iran and Iraq in the 1980s that seems to have profoundly influenced Mr. Ahmadinejad, the former Revolutionary Guard who last year became Iran's president. In his presidential campaign, Mr. Ahmadinejad cited the sacrifices of those killed in the conflict and played to the nostalgia felt by some for the religious fervor that prevailed during the war and in the early years of the country's Islamic Revolution. Since becoming president, Mr. Ahmadinejad has emphasized nationalism to rally support for his government, according to Patrick Clausen of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Ahmadinejad has been very clever as a politician, realizing that the way to rekindle fervor among ordinary Iranians is by appealing to their proud nationalist sentiments, that you really can't rely on Islam, or for that matter the Islamic Revolution, in order to get ordinary Iranians excited. But nationalism, that works well.
In recent weeks, he has led rallies to protest the negative Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. He also has frequently called for Israel's destruction while reaching out to Hamas as it tries to form a new Palestinian government. But it is Iran's disputed nuclear program that appears to have given him the most nationalistic traction. Iran says its program is for civilian purposes and claims the right to have full control over the uranium enrichment process. However, the United States and other Western nations worry that Tehran wants to use the enrichment process to make nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency issued a report this week saying it could not determine if Iran is trying to develop nuclear weapons because the country is still not fully cooperating with its probe. State Department spokesman Adam Airlie says the agency's report shows why the United States and other countries are concerned.
Contrary to commitments made to the Europeans and others, and contrary to its treaty obligations, Iran is engaged in enrichment activity on its territory, and that is of serious concern to all of us. And frankly, that's why Iran finds itself in the mess that it's in.
But in the streets of Tehran, there was some support for Mr. Ahmadinejad's stance. Following the news in early February that the Atomic Energy Agency decided to report Iran to the UN Security Council for possible action, some Iranians reacted defiantly.
Iran, I think, it's independent, and during these 20 years after revolution, it's proven that we can be self-sufficient from other countries. So there is nothing wrong with it.
Analyst Clausen says the Iranian leader's tactic may pay off.
If Iran can continue with its nuclear program, largely unrestricted, and Iran doesn't face serious repercussions from the outside world, then Ahmadinejad's confrontational policies will have been seen to be successful.
Former Australian Foreign Minister Gareth Evans of the non-governmental International Crisis Group is among some calling for a new strategy. He says Washington should offer security guarantees and other incentives to Iran in return for strict and intrusive inspections of its nuclear facilities and other concessions. He warns if all else fails, there could be war.
The remaining alternative is, of course, military action, preventive military action of the kind that generated basically the Iraq War in 2003. And here, I mean, we argue that this is just really completely unthinkable.
Meanwhile, an Iranian delegation arrived for talks in Moscow this week as Russia made a last attempt to wring concessions from Iran on the uranium enrichment issue. The next step could come soon when the UN Security Council meets to discuss Iran's case. Bill Rogers, VOA News.